今天的信息。
Now today my sermon.
我是照他的话做。
Do whatever he tells you.
照他的话做。
Do whatever he tells you.
是约翰福音二章一到十一节。
So this is the Gospel of John chapter 2 verses 1-11.
约翰福音二章一到十一节。
2 verses 1-11.
所以因为今天的时间关系，我会把这我的讲道缩短。
So because there's a lot of going on today, so I will shorten my sermon.
好，我们先一起来练英文。
So let's read the English together.
Okay.
On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding.When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, They have no more wine.
好，中文来。
第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席，酒用尽了。耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
Woman,
why do you involve me? Jesus replied, My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, Do whatever he tells you. Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons.
耶稣说，
母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你什么，你们就做什么。照犹太人洁净的规矩，有6口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛2-3桶水。Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water.So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. They did so.
耶稣对人说，
把倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来，送给管宴席的，他们就送了去。And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside. 管宴席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管宴席的便叫新郎来 and said, Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now. 对他说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的。你倒把好酒留到如今。What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. 这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
那这一到十一节。
So verses 1-11.
在约翰称他叫 sign 啊，这是一种标记啊，他不称他叫神迹。
So this is one of the signs performed by Jesus.
基本上约翰福音如果从这边的二章一节一直到12章51节啊，我们这个整个都是讲主耶稣在地上做他所谓的 sign， 就是一种我们做 sign 啊，你可以翻成神迹也可以，不过实在讲是一种预表。一种标志的意思。
So actually, from chapter 2 to chapter 12, it's all about the signs performed by Jesus. You can call it a miracle, but it's actually it's a mark.
那如果弟兄姊妹还记得我上次讲约翰福音第一章的话，
You remember I touched on Book of John chapter 1 last time?
一开始的开始是约翰说这、就是讲主耶稣他是太初以来的那个神成为化化作肉身化作肉身在我们世上。
So in the beginning there's Word and the Word was God. He came to the world in flesh.
那再来就是约翰说跟他施洗者约翰跟他说他说这是、神的羔羊 除去人之罪的那一位。
So also the Baptist John mentioned this is the Lamb of God who take away the sin of man.
所以在约翰一开始呢他连到创世纪的第一章。
So that's connected to Genesis chapter 1.
所以约翰福音约翰他本身的意思要我们认识这位化成肉身的神。
So John meant to have us recognize God in flesh.Live among us.
他是在永恒的时间之前，他就已经存在了。
So he ever existing.
然后中间我们也，我有上次，如果你们还记得的话了，他就开始呼召，或者那些门徒们做见证呢，就来跟随主耶稣基督了。
So he called his disciple to be witness for the Lord.
所以在第二章一开始，主说我开始要做我的工作了。
So at the beginning of chapter 2, he mentioned, I will start my ministry.
所以刚才读经，如果你们记得的话，一开始他说第三天。
So at the beginning, he said on the third day.
那弟兄姊妹，第三天，你最容易想到就说，哦，主耶稣是第三天复活的。
Now you may connect it to the resurrection after the third day.
所以很，如果你去 internet 看的话，很多解经家都把这个婚宴啊，跟主的复活是连在一起的。
If you go to the internet, many theologians connected the wedding to the resurrection of the God.
不过我去参考了 D.A. Carson 哦 ，D.A. Carson 不晓得你们知不知道，他是很有名的新约的神学家哈。
The one of famous New Testament theologian Carson.
然后他就说，其实，在约翰福音里面讲到主的复活，并没有特别强调主是那未来的宴席的主。
So actually, in Book of John, didn't mention anything such.
所以他说这第三天如果从一章开始推来讲这第三天其实就是约翰在写这本书以后的第七天。
So if you're brought back to chapter 1, that's just, this is, should be, the third day should be the seventh day when John started writing this book.
那第一章一开始讲的就是创造。
So in the beginning, it's about the creation.
那大家如果记得的话创造的过程主用七天创造第六天造人第七天他在做什么啊
So he created man in day six. What happened day seven?
主就在什么？安息了。
So God rested.
所以主耶稣出来做的时候，他要让人家看到，我是你安息日的主，我是你真正婚宴的主人。
So he meant to show him he's the Lord of Sabbath and the Lord of the wedding.
所以你看，主耶稣一开始做的时候，他大可以说，我先来做一些神迹奇事啊。我把那个瞎眼的得看见，死掉了，我让他复活，他大可以这样开始做。
He should have started, make the blind see and the dead, revive.
所以我们最喜欢的是什么
？But what we like the most?
所以我们刚才为小东祷告以后
，So after we pray for Brother Michael,
他最好是一目千文千字哈。
So, so means he meant a lot in a couple sentences.
他考试前只要准备一个晚上就可以了。
So he only need to prepare one night before the test.
这都是我们向主求要的东西啊。
So this is what we ask from God.
那主一开始做，他没有这样做啊。
But God didn't do according to what we ask.
他们说最好是一个瞎眼的在我面前，在毕士大水池里面，那个28年起不来的，哎，我来医治了。
So hopefully I can heal the blind and the cripple.
他没有说被鬼附身的，在那个在那边喊的时候，他主说：“你我来释放他被邪灵所困扰这个人。”
Or release the demon possessed first.
哎，很奇怪哦。
So curiously,
他到一个人的婚礼里面。
He came to a wedding.
婚宴对我们这个人来讲，对我们这个我不晓得，对我来讲是很重要的啊。
Wedding usually is very important to us.
基本上，我认为一个男人一生就结一次婚呢。
So hopefully only marry once.
那我知道现在有可能有我已经就是反正人的观念也不一样了哈。这我们不是对错的问题，这每个人家庭来在一起，夫妻相处都有很深的道理在里面。
So there's many family issues, so I'm not judging.
这不管怎么说，婚礼对我们来讲是很重要的。
In any way, weddings is very important.
婚宴代表什么意思呢？
What does it mean in wedding?
对我们这个人来说，
To us,
是一种 commitment.
So it's a commitment.
婚宴在圣经里面来说，
So in Bible,
在旧约，神用婚宴来代表神跟人一个契约的关系。
So in the Old Testament, the wedding means the covenant between God and man.
在新约里面，耶稣用婚宴代表什么？他是新郎，我们是他的新妇。
So in the New Testament, Jesus mentioned he's the bridegroom, we are the bride.
旧约是与神约的关系。
So the Old Testament is a covenant with God.
新约是我们跟人跟神的关系。
And the New Testament is man.Relationship with God.
所以对我们这个人来讲，婚宴结婚是我们一生最大的喜事。
So wedding should be the most joyful thing in our life.
可是对主来看，
But to God,
他要让我们知道，我们在我们人生最高兴的时候。
So this is the most joyous time of the for our life.
你也会有发生让你失望的事哦。
But some disappointment can happen.
今天我要结婚了。
So I'm going to marry today.
在巴勒斯坦犹太人的婚礼，婚姻一次是至少七天的。
So according to Jewish tradition, it lasts at least 7 days.
那在那时候是重男轻女的时代嘛。
So it's a woman have no status around that time.
所以新郎的那个身份角色是非常重要的。
So the focus only on the bridegroom.
大家如果记得那个十个童女的故事的话，
If you remember the story of the 10 virgins,
他们是在等候新郎的来到。
They were all waiting for the arrival of the bridegroom.
意思是说，他们婚宴都预备好，缺谁来？缺新郎来。
Even though the banquet was prepared, they were all waiting for the arrival of the bridegroom.
所以我们在人生的宴席里面，
So during the banquet of our life,
主耶稣要跟我们讲，
God said to us,
是你可以享受你人生婚宴你最喜乐的时候。
You can enjoy the most joyous time of your work.
可是也会有让你失望的事情发生。
However, some disappointment can happen.
你这个人要得到真正的安息、真正的喜悦与真正的满足。
So if you want to have true comfort, true peace, and true joy, and true satisfaction,
必须等待那为我们死、钉在十字架上、复活升天、今天坐在父神右边的那位耶稣基督的再来。
So we need to wait for the second coming, the resurrected Lord, die for us on the cross, sitting in the right side of God right now.
弟兄姊妹，这就是这段最重要的里面的神学背景。
So this is the most.
我们看见什么？
So what does Jesus want us to see?
他说你的人生啊，不会很顺利的。
So there's difficulty in life.
就算你觉得啊，我今天成功了，明天你可能又失败了。
You can be successful today, but failure tomorrow.
我今天每个人看我都很好，你看我多有名怎么样？主说你这个名望，所谓这边都是虚假的。
So rich and famous can be temporal.
就算你是很在你结婚的当天晚上。你要宴席，你要充足你的面子的，让人家来你宴席里面享受的酒都有可能没有了。
So during the banquet, you want to entertain everybody, but the wine can run out.
主说我来。
So I, the Lord, should come.
我要人们要等到我这个复活的主来。
So we need to wait for the arrival of the resurrecting Lord.
你才有真正的喜乐。真正的酒喝
，so that you can have the real joy and drink the real wine.
所以弟兄姊妹啊
，the brother and sister.
耶稣那个不是耶稣啊，牧师就问你们一个问题。
So I have a question from me.
你们在忙什么呢
？So what do you ask? What are you waiting?
Busy, 忙。What keep you busy? 你们在辛苦什么？
So,
辛苦。
So, what are you toy for?
你们在忍耐什么呢？
So what do you endure? What are you enduring?
你们从早到晚辛辛苦苦的赚钱，辛辛苦苦的拼命，辛辛苦苦的听人的听到人家直播，辛辛苦苦的接受很大的压力，那到底是为了什么呢？
With the pressure, and then put up with your boss, try to make a living for what?
不就是要你的生活喜乐吗？
So you want to have a happy life?
就像我们小东弟兄亲身见证的。
Just like the testimonial from Brother Thomas.
他要一个好的工作。
Want to have a better job?
他要有一个好的收入。
And better income?
所以他让他的家人得幸福啊。
So provide better life for his family?
那弟兄姊妹，牧师也要诚实的跟你讲。
So to be honest with you?
就算你认为你很成功的时候。
Even though you think you have made it?
就算你得到你认为你所得到该有的时候
So you thought you had everything?
有个事实在里面哦
But there's a fact
他说哈，人给婚礼的时候给你喝的酒一般人都是让你喝什么
So what kind of wine do you have during the wedding banquet?
都是先让你喝好酒的
So the good wine first
最后你会喝到什么
What about toward the end?
喝烈酒的
The cheaper one
那对我们的生活是什么意思呢
？What does it mean？
你的人生前面你再怎么努力
，So it doesn't matter how striving you are at the beginning of your life。
你赚再多的钱
，How much money you have made？
等你退休那一天
，When you retire，
等你不在那位置上的时候
，When you left your post，
等没有人需要你的时候
，Nobody needs you any longer，
你就开始喝烈酒。
So you will drink the $2 chuck.
Amen. 就开始喝烈酒了。
Cheaper wine.
可是我们信主耶稣呢
？But we believe in Christ.
我们人生可以辛苦。
So we can strive in life.
我们可以努力的工作，不一定得到我们努力所要得的。
So working hard may not get what you want.
我可以好好的预备，可是不表示我所预备呢就会得到别人所期望的。
So I can prepare only one, but may not satisfy what other people desire.
可是弟兄姊妹，做基督徒信耶稣基督啊。
But as a Christian facing Christ,
就像倒吃甘蔗。
So just like sugar cane from the bottom.
你们知道倒吃甘蔗的结果是怎么样吗
？Do you know the result?
就是越吃越怎样？越吃越甜
The sweeter it gets
为什么
Why
因为你那时候才真正知道主耶稣才是你真正的满足
So you know Lord Jesus is your true satisfaction
我们等候的不是这位不是在世上人所给我们的福乐平安
So we're not striving for anything in life.
我们真正等候的是那个复活升天、做完掌权再来的耶稣基督。
So we're waiting for the second coming, resurrecting God, sitting at the right side of Lord and coming back.
所以弟兄姊妹，你生命要得真正的喜乐吗
？So do you want true joy in life?
你要生活上、人生倒吃甘蔗吗
？Do you want to have a sweeter and sweeter sugar cane?
那你就要照他的话做。
You need to do whatever he tells you.
所以标志哈，第一，耶稣满足我们的需要。
Jesus meets our needs.
所以像他母亲跟他讲，他说：“妇人，你不要常 involve me. 我这时候我做的事的时候还没有到。”
So my time is yet to come. Why do you involve me?
所以主耶稣看的是说，他要为我们做的是，他复活升天之后再来的时候，他可以借着他的死满足父神一切的需要。
He was talking about second coming so that he can satisfy everything God has planned.
可是只要我们跟他求
，But as long we ask,
就算我们所求的并不是父神的旨意
，Even though not according to the will of Father.
他还是会满足我们的需要。
He will still satisfy our need.
因为他是怜悯我们、爱我们的那一位。
Because he's merciful, he's loving.
可是我们要知道，就算他满足我们现在的需要
，Even though he satisfies our current need.
可是真正让你人生有喜乐的是我们的主耶稣基督，这位复活的主。
But the resurrecting Lord is our true joy.
他是我们真正的新郎。
So he's a true bridegroom.
我们在地上，我们都在等候他的再临。
So we're waiting for his second coming.
在座不管你是男的是女的
，Be you man or woman，
都是新娘。
We are all brides.
不管你的角色是怎么样
，Doesn't matter your role.
你是很成功的人士也罢
，So success or not.
你是贩夫走卒也罢
，Or ordinary people.
可是你里面等候了，如果不是主耶稣基督的话
，If you're not waiting for the resurrecting Lord，
那牧师就要诚实的跟你们讲
，To be honest。
你的不会是倒吃甘蔗的。
So your life will be sweeter and sweeter.
所以你先喝 XO.
So try the cognac first.
后来就喝米酒。
Then the rice wine later.
那六口食甘是他们是要进到要享受婚宴的时候，他们旧约时候拿来做洗手啊、洗脚用，因为在外面进来，你知道他们那时候是穿 sandal 啊，沙石是很多的。
So those water jars is for ceremonial cleaning because they wear sandal when they came in. The foot are dirty.
So it 代表一个犹太宗教那个洁净的条例。
So it's about the cleansing in the tradition of the Jewish religion.
所以主耶稣把水变酒。
So he turned water into wine.
代表说主耶稣他自己要取代那个陈旧老旧的洁净条例。
So it replaces the religious laws for cleansing.
那牧师也要提醒各位。
I'd like to remind you.
如果你真正的信耶稣基督，跟随耶稣基督
，If you truly believe in Jesus and follow Him,
你绝对是一个守律法的人的。
So you will observe the law.
这两个没有矛盾。
So there's no contradiction.
我们不能说我要走圣灵的自由。
So it doesn't mean spiritual freedom.
我却不是一个有纪律的基督徒。
Lacking self-discipline.
没有这种事啊。
No such thing.
那他的目的是什么？
Then what's the purpose?
主耶稣做这个神迹给我们这些 sign 的目的是什么？
So what's the purpose behind his sign?
是显出他父神他自己的荣耀来。
So show his own glory.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brother and sister,
不管你生活上你遇到主耶稣怎么样的祝福你，
So it doesn't matter how blessed you are from Christ.
你祷告也真的得答应了。
So even though your prayer promised,
可是我盼望你在答谢他在祷告的时候
But I hope when you pray,
一定要记得这一句哦
Remember this,
所有荣耀我都归于我的父神
So all glory to God.
我们今天有这么好一个聚会的地方
So we have such a wonderful place to worship.
我们把荣耀归给谁啊
So who received the glory?
归给父神啊
To the Godfather.
不是归给我自己啊
，Not myself。
今天你传福音，有人受到你感动，成为一个弟兄姊妹的，你要把荣耀归给谁啊
？When you spread the gospel and they accept Jesus Christ, who should receive the glory？
荣耀归给神。
To Heavenly Father。
连主耶稣行神迹的目的啊
，So that's the purpose of a sign from Jesus。
都是荣耀父神。
Glorify God, Father God。
一下啊，来，我们一起来念哈，来。
耶稣说母亲我与你有什么相干我的时候还没有到他母亲就对佣人说他告诉你们什么你们就什么 Woman, what do you involve me? Jesus replied, My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, Do whatever he tells you.
这如果是我们的中国讲孝道的那个家庭哇主耶稣怎么对妈妈这么凶啊
So, if you, according to Chinese tradition, how can he so unpolite to his mom?
主，你还叫我们要来要尊敬父神，你自己对你的妈妈都这么凶了，我怎么听你的话呢？
You ask to respect the father. How come you're so impolite to your mom?
弟兄姊妹，这后面有讲究的哦。
But there's a reason.
他这里说翻成母亲哈。
So the translation is mother.
NIV 是说，他是说 woman 嘛。
But in English translation was woman.
所以应该是妇人的意思。
So should be a lady.
那我与你有什么相干
？What do you involve me？
大家记得主耶稣在那个加百农赶鬼的时候，那边的这个人被鬼附身的那个人，他就跟主耶稣说：“主啊，你来这里做什么？我与你有什么相干
？”So when the demon possessed met Jesus and the demon asked, What do you involve me? What do I have to do with you?
So, 这两边的那个用词是一样的。
So, they use the same word.
所以主耶稣的角度是什么？
So what's the angle from Christ?
从他后面这一句看，他说我的时候还没到。
My hour has not yet come.
意思说，你们如果要得到真正的喜乐，得到真正的拯救，是要等我钉十字架的时候，你们才有得到那真正的福乐。
The true joy is the true salvation only after I die on the cross.
他这里 woman 的意思啊，如果凭那个凭良心说，神学家有不同的看法。不过我比较接受 D.A. Carson 的论点。
So there are many different theological point of view on woman.
他说主耶稣其实他母亲从小时候，你们记得那个西面吗？还有他碰到他的玛丽，那个他的姐姐伊丽莎白。到他面前有那些发表的时候，他母亲知道他这儿子跟别人是不一样的。
So you know the encounter between Mary and Elizabeth. Mary knew all along that Jesus in her tummy was different.
还有他在这个成长的过程里面的话，主耶稣也的确做个木匠，支持他们家庭生活的。
Actually, Jesus was a carpenter.
同的生活，可是他跟耶稣在讲的时候
，But when she addressed Jesus.
他是用一个母亲的角色。
So as a mother.
那主耶稣要帮助他。
And Jesus tried to help him.
我现在出来开始我的职事了。
So it's about his ministry.
我所做任何事情是顾虑到我父神的旨意的。
The ministry is fulfill God's will.
所以如果你用一个人的角度来要求我。
So if you will ask me from the point of man.
主耶稣看见的是他以后要钉死的定命。
So you talk about his future nailed to the cross.
那第五节他母亲就改变了。
So his mother changed tune.
他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
So he said to the servant, do whatever he tells you.
那卡神说，他这母亲就是用信徒的角色来回应主耶稣的。
So his mother's role at that time was a believer.
所以他的角色从一个母亲变成一个跟随主的姊妹。
So he turned from mother to be a follower of Christ.
他说他告诉你们，你们就做什么。
Do whatever he tells you.
弟兄姊妹，这在我们生活上，我们也常常碰到哦。
So we often encounter such things in our life.
我们弟兄姊妹中间太熟了。
So sometimes we're so familiar with each other.
我们会慢慢的不尊敬彼此的。
And sometimes we lack respect to others.
所以我们要人家做事情的时候，认为是理所当然的。
So sometimes you take things for granted.
我们都忘了以前啊，我来爱华念那研究所的时候。
When I did the graduate study in Iowa.
我成为一个基督徒。
I became a Christian.
我蛮有热心哦。
So I was so eager.
我们礼拜三晚上祷告聚会啊。
So we have prayer meeting Wednesday night.
我下了课不吃饭，我就去祷告聚会了。
So without having dinner, I went to the prayer meeting right away.
我整个学习祷告聚会，我亲身去，我都没有吃晚饭的。
So I went empty stomach.
主啊，我爱你啊。
Lord, I love you.
我爱你到一个地步啊，我愿意连我的时间什么我都交托给你。
To the point I devote all my time to you.
我就认真在教会里面服侍了。
So I serve earnest in the church.
那时候有一对跟我信周的弟兄，他念博士班，他要毕业了，他要回台湾当教授了。
So one of my fellow student from graduating from PhD going back to Taiwan to be a professor.
她姊妹是一个很好的姊妹，太太很好太太。
So she was very nice.
我们习惯说你太太叫姊妹啊，先生叫弟兄。如果英文的话，人家会 confuse.
So yeah, we call her sister, of course.
然后她太太就来跟我讲。
And the wife came to me.
他们年纪都比我大了。
They are senior to me.
他说：“周弟兄啊
，Brother Joe，
他说我们要回台湾了哈。
We're leaving for Taiwan soon。
我们感谢你认真的服侍哈。
We thank you for your service。
可是我能不能提醒一些事情
？Can I remind you？
我说可以啊，请你。
Of course。
他说你要记得讲三个字。
So remember to say three words。
请。
Please。
谢谢。
Thank you。
对不起。
I'm sorry。
弟兄姊妹。”你什么时候听过人跟你讲请谢谢对不起
So when did you hear people say
你想想你在这过前个一个礼拜这三个字你听过几次
And during the last week how many times you heard those three words
同时做基督徒的弟兄姊妹彼此服侍的时候什么时候讲请谢谢对不起
So even among co-workers how many times you heard people say thank you please sorry
就这个意思
So that's the same thing
主是我们的主
So Lord is our Lord.
我们跟他请求的时候
when we request from him,
你要知道他是全能的神耶。
He's Almighty God.
他能够怜悯，他爱我们才赐给我们的。
So he had mercy and love so that he will grant our need.
不是因为，哦，你看别人都不信主，只有我信主，你本来就要给我的。
So not because we're a believer, others not.
不是这样子的。
It's not so.
哦，所以整个的改变，啊。
So the whole things.
所以弟兄姊妹要记得哦。
Remember.
耶稣满足你的需要。
Jesus meets your need.
耶稣带给你真正的喜乐。
Jesus brings you the true joy.
耶稣是你的真正的新郎。
Jesus is your true bridegroom.
耶稣取代你的什么宗教的律法。
Jesus replaces your religious law.
所以可是中间的改变从哪里来？
So when the what is the turning point?
我们要怎样照主的话做
？Do whatever Lord tells you.
我们要照主的话做。
Do whatever Lord tells you.
那弟兄姊妹，主的话在哪里啊
？So where is the Lord's word?
在哪里啊
？Where?
圣经里面。
In the Holy Bible.
这个是大字版的，我很喜欢哈。
So I like this a bigger print.
那个牧师就大胆地问你们这一句哈。
So I'd like to ask you boldly.
你上个礼拜有花一个小时在圣经上的，你自己知道。
So how many hours you spent last week study Bible?
我只说一个礼拜一个小时哦。
I only mentioned 1 hour a week.
我没有说你一天要一个小时。
Not 1 hour a day.
可是你有没有花在圣经上呢
？So have you spent time on Bible?
我们自己知道。
So we know.
好，我们来祷告。
So let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你的话语关照我们里面这个人。
So thank your word to take care of us.
感谢你来做第一次神迹奇事的时候。
Thank you for you perform your first sign.
你是给我们一个 sign, 一个标志。
So you give us a mark, a sign.
你提醒我们，你才是我们人生真正的喜乐。
Remind us you're the true joy in our life.
你提醒我们这个人，不管我们在人生上怎么样，如果没有耶稣基督，我们到最后都是不喜乐的。
So regardless our life, without Jesus, we cannot have true joy.
愿我们学习照你的话来做。
May we learn to follow your word.
愿我们敞开我们的心，让耶稣基督在我们里面做王掌权。
Open our heart, let Jesus be the king of our life.
让我们认真地追求你的话语。
So truly go after your word.
在平常的生活跟你有亲近的关系。
So that in daily life we have close relationship with you.
也让我们盼望这个复活会再来的耶稣基督。
So hopefully the reviving, the resurrecting Lord.
因为你才是我们真正的喜乐。
Because Jesus is our true joy.
这是我们的祷告。
This is our prayer.
奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们请那个同工，我们来回应诗歌。好，我们起立啊，我们来唱回应诗歌。
好，我们一起起立啊。
Nice。我们来唱这首《奇妙圣经》。
Hey, Holy Bible, Holy Divine, Book Divine。
是我真理宝库，高知人从何处来？知明真真生命路。第二节。To show a Savior's love, my now on to God and God, my to punish all reward. 我在苦中他安慰，是我平心。美望，更是狂。 身死亡。My to tell of joys to come, and the rebel sinners do. Oh, thou holy, full divine, precious treasure, loved are mine.
感谢主，请坐。好，Thank you。我们来守圣餐。